If Tennessee chooses to expand TennCare, the federal government will foot the entire bill for 3 years. Then, after 3 years, the federal government will pay for 90% of the expanded coverage. Now, you don't have to be a professor of economics to know that's a good deal. But I've got one here, so...
It's a very good deal.
That's Dr. Cyril Chang of the University of Memphis. If the state accepts the deal, Chang estimates more than 25% of the uninsured people in the state will gain coverage. That's more than 200,000 people. But Chang says funding even 10% of that expanded coverage could be difficult for Tennessee. In 2008, Democratic Governor Phil Bredesen cut almost as many people from TennCare as the expansion would add.
And that is a reflection of the financial difficulty that the state was facing in order to balance the budget.
Some good deals are unaffordable. Play this mind game. Suppose Bill Gates, who has a 25,000 square foot house and spent over $30 million buying it. Suppose he says, I'll give you the house, but you have to pay for the property tax, you have to pay for the insurance, and you have to pay for the maintenance and upkeep. Well, that may be a good deal that most of us can't afford to pay.
James Blumstein is a professor of health and law at Vanderbilt University. Of course, there are also costs associated with not expanding TennCare. Here's University of Tennessee health science professor David Mervis.
We projected, I don't remember the exact numbers, but several billion dollars in Tennessee of uncompensated care. That care is not really uncompensated. Somebody pays for it. We pay for it.
But, the exact cost of that, it seems, can be a little bit difficult to estimate. And they're certainly not a line item in a state budget. Whereas if the state chooses to expand Medicaid 3 years down the line, it'll be paying 10% of the cost of that expansion as a line item in its budget. But is it just sort of very clear to you that that amount is less than the amount of the amount that we're all paying right now?
It may or may not be less, but it comes from a different pot. Because TennCare is a state budget item, it's an easier number to identify and to say that's a lot of money out of tax dollars, as opposed to the current way uncompensated care is paid for is a mix of sources. It's some hospitals, it's some foundations, it's some charity, it's a lot of federal money, it's some state money.
Yeah, so if I'm just terribly selfish, and I have my days.
then we all.
And all I want to know is this new law going to make healthcare cheaper for me? What would you tell me?
It depends. If you were poor, it probably will make it cheaper for you. It depends upon whether you work for a large company or a small company. It depends upon who the head of your company is. One of the big issues is if I, as an employer, say my employees now can get insurance in the private market with federal subsidies, why should I pay for it? So I may cut my employer-sponsored coverage. And it's a hard thing to predict at an individual level.
The Republican governors of Florida and Texas have said they may indeed walk away from this good deal. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam says he's weighing his options. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.